Welcome to part two, folks.
Yeehaw!
All right, so back where we left off at, we were talking about all the kinds of crazy stuff that's going on in the world today, and also, you know what's good about doing this in two parts?
Tell me.
Rumble doesn't take it and cut it. They just keep it all one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Rumble's actually dope. We've been getting pretty good viewership on Rumble, to be honest with you.
Never been on there.
Oh, dude, you got to get on there. What's going on with your phone over there? You're fucking blowing up over there. What's going on?
People want shit fixed.
Oh, everybody's got something, huh?
Everybody's got something tonight. Occasional call from a telemarketer.
Wish
my Tinder account was banging like this. Like,
fucking Dave's feet pics.
Right. No, fuck that. Rowdy's feet pics, man.
Rowdy's feet. Put them on there.
I'm about to be in the fucking market, kids.
Uh-oh. You know what that means. It's about to go down.
Yeah, unfortunately. I tried.
Bro, hey, this dude's blowing up. Look at him.
I'm doing a show, bro.
He's doing a show.
Hang on. Watch this. Watch this.
All right.
Hang on. Come on. Come back. God damn it. Be one of the cool kids and join us, Rick and Rowdy, on YouTube.
Nope. Look up Wheelchair Rick.
Oh, fuck.
Billy, where are you? I'm about to call your ass. Where the hell you been? I was waiting for you to show up. Are you coming? I think he might have changed his mind. He was like, I don't know about it. All right, let's see here.
There.
Let's start off this next
hour. He said a drag show.
A drag show.
He's getting punched in the nuts tomorrow.
Check this out. What do you think about this right here?
Did I just wake up in a freaking Marvel movie? Like, proof that the multiverse exists as told by scientists?
Show me.
This is getting way out of hand. Completely out of hand. Multiverse? Like, listen. I get it. There's a bunch of weird shit going on in the world. I'm not the only one that sees this, but who, in their right mind, believes that there's multiverses? We can't even admit to
aliens,
and we know they're fucking visiting.
Like, Rick and Morty.
We are not a ripoff.
How is there multiverses?
Rick and Rowdy.
But no aliens. If there's multiverses, then that would say that there's other beings in other universes. Which means that it's a real good possibility that there's freaking aliens.
So who confirmed it?
Why is this dude act so surprised?
Why is he not exposing who
fucking Iron Man
put this out? You're watching Marvel movies, you fucktard.
Yeah, this dude, I feel like that dude just fucking spends way too much time in his living room.
He ate way too much space cake and watched one too many Marvel movies.
Speaking of space cake, you ever took mushrooms? I wish I could take mushrooms again like I used to, because I heard they help you, but when you have a spinal cord injury, all your, like my legs, all they do is jump like this.
Oh, you need
my
a microdose.
Fucking dump. Yeah, dumps.
And I found that out because
I took a little stem like this big.
Taking mushrooms were never in my best interest my whole life, and I was recently out in Ireland, and they had these small mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, eat one, feel the effects. Okay, handle it, eat another one, and literally microdose yourself up to, okay, this is pretty cool, or all right, I'm stopping there, bro.
Right.
And it really,
none for me,
it really fucking worked out good.
I'm gonna drink one of my beers.
Dude, I think I ate eight little fuckers with little red caps on them, and I was having a pretty goddamn good time, man.
One thing I do like about
woke up no hangover.
Yeah, they make you laugh, they make you happy.
Oh, dude, we were just having a ball, absolute ball. I sure as fuck was not driving anywhere on the golf cart, but somebody else was happy to volunteer.
You ever tried these?
Stella Artois.
Stella Artois. You know how much these fuckers are at the gas station?
Probably expensive, man.
It's like $3 a piece.
Yeah, they're. It's not cheap beer.
But you know what, though?
It's good beer. It
tastes fucking great.
It really is. It's better in glass.
I'm so sick.
Mug or a glass.
I am so sick of fucking drinking cheap fucking shit.
I will not drink beer out of fucking cans.
I started out drinking 211s, steel reserves. Yeah.
Fuck cans,
those are
though.
Fucking horrible. Yeah, but still.
Fuck cans. Nope. Nope.
They don't come in, where I get them from, they don't come in the glass.
Right.
I could probably just pour one in my glass right here and drink it, but you don't drink beer like you drink a mixed drink. So it'd kind of be pointless, you know what I mean?
No, I actually chug it a little faster than a mixed drink.
You think so?
It's a beer, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, maybe I'm just a fucking trailer park guy at heart. I love my beer in a can. If you don't be careful, we're going to end up like this lady. Fuck, can you imagine?
Anybody that lives like that needs to be put in a fucking mental asylum.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
And is that Bolt Thrower?
I don't know who
that is.
That is
Bolt Thrower in the fucking background. You're fucking A, it's Bolt Thrower, dude.
Oh, the you're talking
about
music?
Yeah, the music, and that is bitching for that video.
I have never heard of Bolt Thrower. Are they badass or what?
That's Bolt Thrower or Cannibal Corpse.
Okay.
It's one of the two, I'm telling you. It's one of the two.
I definitely don't want to end up
but
like that.
But that's some brutal fucking death metal, and that cat video fit it to a T. But yeah, anybody that lives like that, man, should be checked into an asylum. And cats carry a not a virus, but a
venereal disease.
A parasite.
Oh.
Yeah, that directly affects females.
It has a
heavy effect on females.
Is that why you get so many crazy cat ladies?
That is exactly
JD Vance.
100%
JD Vance got something going on, don't he? He knew what the fuck was
dude,
happening.
That is exactly 100% the effect, and that is where the term come from.
Crazy
was
cat
from
ladies.
This fucking parasite.
Bro, why do you think The Simpsons has a fucking character of the crazy cat lady?
Yeah,
that's the epitome.
It's a real fucking deal, dude. Too many cats in house, contact with the feces, this parasite.
Oh, fuck.
Straight to the brain. The brain craves, you know, adrenaline or whatever that positive thing in your brain. What do they call that? We're stupid.
Serotonin.
We're stupid.
Is it serotonin? No, it's...
No, that's one of them. That's the mellow one.
Melatonin. What else am I looking for?
We're so stupid.
Yeah, I fucking suck.
Just admit you're stupid.
I'm stupid.
Onward, Buttercup.
I'm letting everybody know.
There's fuckery to be done.
Come chill with us.
Who?
I don't know. All my followers.
Oh.
I should probably tag them, shouldn't I?
Come chill with who? What's that on?
What do you mean?
Where'd you read that quote?
Oh, I'm trying to share what we got going on.
Oh. You lost me there, buddy.
You know what?
That was close.
I'm lost all the fucking time. Speaking of which.
Especially after halftime.
Yeah, we should definitely go to this. Now, have you seen this?
Probably not.
New footage. Oh, thank you, Billy, with that share. It's new footage of the Trump shooter. They knew that he was on there as Trump is speaking. You can hear him in the background.
So they literally had the local SWAT team spotted this guy. They spotted the bike. They spotted the backpack. They spotted him with a rangefinder.
Look at him.
There's something going on in this building.
The SWAT team guys, the snipers, are texting each other. Somebody needs to inform the SS.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And literally never happened.
There's somebody in
this
building.
This is happening while the snipers are waiting for response from the Secret Service. One cop actually crawled up on the back. That guy fucking leveled the rifle on the cop. The cop dropped off the ladder or his buddy's shoulders or whatever he's on. They knew he was there. Number one, they suspected this prior to Trump going on. So Trump should have never been allowed on that fucking stage until the concern was eliminated. Until the concern was eliminated or taken into custody or whatever. or found to be, you know, not really a threat.
Right.
But there were so many fouls. And you know what? Everybody's going to get fucking paid. Nobody's going to be held accountable. And that's the fucking problem. That's my fucking problem with the government in general. There's no accountability. You or I fuck up, we're paying the maximum price, brother.
Oh, absolutely.
We're doing fucking jail time. We're doing this and this. And one of the reasons is because we work and we have money or we have an income, where even people less fortunate, unemployed, et cetera, they don't want them in the jails. They ain't got no money. Why the fuck are we keeping this guy here? He's not going to pay his fucking fines.
Right.
So they want to fuck the working tax base. But all the way back to that guy right there, it's like, holy fucking shit, man. They dropped the ball, and they know it, and nobody's going to be held accountable. Yeah, the one chick resigned. Whoopty fucking do. She's going to go back to Garden Doritos. But overall, the DEI hires that they had, the assistant VP of, I don't know what his proper fucking title is, but when he was testifying to the Senate, and they were grilling his ass, he didn't even have any good answers.
You know, that's one thing that I don't watch enough of is the courthouse videos of when they're getting talked to. And it's like,
hearing committees.
To be honest with you, I think it's just like
we get bored with parliamentary
processes. Well, no, like, dude, they got away. What the fuck?
We get bored with parliamentary
politics.
Processes. Senate conducts his hearings. That's how they have times. He could yield time.
Wait, isn't Parliament part of fucking British rule?
Yes, but it's a
process.
It's a process.
Yeah,
and we adhere to this process.
You know what else? Parliamentary. No, I need to go.
Same thing.
I need to go. You know what I do? I need to go. And this. Okay, that's Rowdy hitting a blunt.
Oh, I'm ruined.
He's fucked. You can't even get him a blunt. Next time we got to get you some raws, something to fucking Rowdy.
Get weed at all, but in a blunt, it's extra special.
It is. You got to have a special type of lung like mine.
I don't.
I spent so much time in the gutter as a kid. That's all motherfuckers would smoke.
Christ.
This is so bad. Like, I would rather smoke out of a pop can with holes on the top of it. I'm not. Oh, fuck.
Nobody beat.
Shit, I want to get a buzz too. Fuck. Eric said, remember that Got Milk commercial with the grandma? I know our advertising, too. Our advertising used to be funny. Like, our commercials used to be funny. Used to be witty. Used to be like...
Get your attention.
Yeah, dude. Nowadays, it's all just like, look at this fucking interracial couple with no white people. That's
right,
just like,
right. Or the gay couple.
Yeah, like, dude, why are you doing this to our communities? I don't understand it.
Right. The gay couple with a condom commercial.
Right.
Don't get them pregnant. You might not really be.
Even notice on this
you
show,
you might not really be a man. You might not really
stay
be
away.
Gay.
We stay away from a few different things. But
fuck no, we don't.
No, we try to. We try to walk the
you
line.
Try to.
I try to walk the line.
He tries to steer me in a different direction.
If I let this shit go on Rowdy, we'd have been canceled fucking 4 months ago.
You know what? Fuck him. Fuck him. We ain't getting fucking paid for this. We get to say whatever the fuck we want.
I like it. I'm gonna play some. Fucking
there ain't no
music.
Fucking hand up my ass saying. Hey, Rowdy.
No. You know one thing that I need to get
that
you.
Was pretty good, was it?
I like that.
That should be your short. Hey, I'm Rowdy.
That was a good one. Guess what time it is, guys? It is time for What's That Sound? All right, so we got three viewers, and I don't give a shit. This is called Name That Song. Now,
what are we going to do? Name
Rowdy,
that
Rowdy, you got to fucking. Are you going to let the people answer on this one, or you think we should give them a minute, and then if they don't answer, you can answer? If you think you know it?
I'll bite my tongue for a minute.
I think we should give them
and I'll use
30 seconds.
I'll use the clues that they give me written.
There you go.
To complete the sentence.
30 seconds. D, I'm going to call you D so people don't know your real fucking name. Will you put a fucking timer on your phone, D, for 30 seconds? Never mind. Actually, I can fucking do that.
Just call him Van. Just say Vanna put 30 seconds
Vanna
on the clock.
Vanna, put 30 seconds on the clock, please. Oh, I already have a 30-second timer. That's for my stretches.
Then play the Jeopardy thing. Do, 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 do.
We got two fucking viewers. I don't know. Maybe we should wait for the What's That Song.
Yeah, we ain't going to do it with two people.
Nah, we'll just wait. All right, we'll wait for it. Now, the next one.
I feel like we've been abandoned.
I know we have
it's
been.
Like it's a sinking ship and all the rats are swimming for themselves. Dirty
I don't understand
rats.
Why, man.
Rats.
You know,
It's a hit and miss. We've had shows where we're like, holy shit, 14 people on there talking shit.
Yeah. You know what's funny, though, is afterwards.
It's cool and sunny out.
You'll see a lot of people jump back on.
Oh, yeah, towards the end, after they're done mowing the
lawn.
Well,
no, not even
dinner.
Online. Like afterwards, you'll see people, watching afterwards. I'm going to share this all over the place.
I think we need to strengthen our female base. We need to start catering to the female aspect.
Oh, we do. That would be terrific.
Start talking about feelings a little bit more. And
we got to talk about safe spaces.
And how the men should, just do whatever she says.
Yeah, we're going to do Jackson, Michigan local news and media. We're going to do... I'm just sharing this all. I don't give a fuck, bro. We're putting this out of everything. Jackson, Michigan scanner.
I'm not looking forward to shopping again, dude.
Oh, dude, it's going to be so bad. But
I know.
But at least...
I have a beard?
Yes. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Fucking A.
Jackson, Michigan.
Thank you, Rick. Actually made me feel a lot better.
Yeah, man, no problem.
It's going to suck, but at least you got
I let you fill
beard.
In the shit yourself.
A beard.
Damn right.
Yep. You know the first thing I'm shopping for?
What?
A dog.
I like
yep,
it.
My
I like it.
Fucking dog.
Don't you have dogs already, though?
Nope. I had a Walker Coonhound named Roscoe, and I had him for 13 years. And when he passed away, we never replaced the dog. We just got another fucking cat. And I have had this longing to get another dog. And you know what? I don't fucking have to ask anybody now.
Right.
I'm just going to go get me a goddamn dog.
There you go.
I'm going to get me one of those, looks like a basset hound or a walker, little miniature one.
I like those dogs. Those are nice.
That's what I'm getting. And I want a mutt. I don't want no pure breed.
Nah, get yourself a fucking
mutt, dude. In, a
14
pure,
different style of
pure
dog.
Pure breed is inbred, unteachable, unintelligent, chronic health problems.
Damn.
They're terrible.
Dude, hold on. Shut up. My dog's fucking purebred.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
hear that.
No, you want a mutt. Dude, that dog's going to cost you a lot in medical bills.
We haven't spent nothing at all yet.
Heinz 57.
Which I feel bad.
You know, you screw your uncles and your cousins and... your own mom.
You're going to be tough.
Eventually,
you got to get a tough one.
Yeah, you're going to end
up with the gene pool.
Right. It's got one extra molar and...
One extra mullet.
Extra testicle. And
yeah, put that on there for her.
I
why
got
not?
A dog. It's got three testicles, blind in one eye, and it's missing its teeth.
Best dog I ever had.
That's right. He's purebred.
Yeehaw. I shoot that damn bird. That dog, we ain't going to get that fucking bird. Brought it right back to me.
I need say nothing more than look at Europe's... King and queen ancestry.
Oh, fuck, man. Europe's in a shithole,
dude, no,
man.
Dude, I'm just saying.
That's one thing I didn't grab any fucking video of tonight.
Royal ancestry is the most twisted game of fuck your cousin that I've ever seen.
Yeah, when you start going down that rabbit hole, you want to jump out real
dude,
quick.
I
only made it down
you.
10 feet, and I was like, I'm good. I don't want to know. I dived out.
It's bad.
I said, pull me up. That's what I said. Here you go, buddy. You all right over there? Too much fucking blood, I'm telling you, man. You got to switch over that shit. Eric said 5 viewers. Oh, look at Eric wants to do this fucking, what's that song? All right, what's that song?
Oh.
All right, y'all, check this out.
That was Megadeth.
This is what's that song? Rowdy, explain how this works.
Rick plays a song.
Yep.
You guys try to guess it.
Yep.
You have 1 minute.
1 minute? 30 seconds.
We'll give him a minute. And if you put any clues up there, I will use that against you.
Whatever. You get a minute. We'll let the song play out. First person to get it right wins. If Rowdy gets it after the minute's over, then you lose.
45 seconds.
And you don't get no shirt.
And I'm watching the clock, fuckers.
And I'm counting. Hold on. I got a timer. All right, so here we go. The first song, and this is all by the same people, too. I want to give them a shout-out. I actually wrote this on a cue card now. Look at me. I'm fucking professional. If I can get it out of here, son of a bitch.
He scratched.
I cut all my nails off.
He scratched
it
on this piece of paper.
Lexington
with
Lab Band.
With a crayon.
Yeah, no, it really is with a crayon. Lexington.
I know.
No, it's not a crayon. It's a fucking red marker,
it's a
but.
Fucking crayon.
Less songs today.
What flavor was it?
Songs today.
What flavor was it?
Cherry.
Is it cherry?
Did cherry
it?
Flavor. Right. All right. Here's the first one. Here we go. If you guys get it right, you get 1 point. If you get all three right, you win. Here we go.
Oh my God.
Don't say nothing. Don't you say nothing either. You're not involved, D.
Watching the fucking dude I got. 15 seconds, 30 seconds. It's always the same. Okay, I got 50 more seconds. Nobody's speaking.
No, hold on. You still got 30 seconds.
Oh, I said 45 seconds.
All right, you got 27 seconds, 26 seconds. Anybody know what it is? Come on, Stanberry.
Phil Collins. I'm cheating. I'm done.
No, nobody. It's not.
The fuck it
is. It is, but it's not.
Oh, fuck.
What's the name of the song? What's
it's a, it's a shame.
What?
It's a shame.
No.
Oh, fuck. It's one
That's
of those
wrong.
Cryptic ones. God damn it.
Come on, Brian. Brian Neal said, what the hell? Megadeth. No, that's not that one.
No fucking way.
You don't get it? You don't know what this is?
No, it's Phil Collins. I don't.
What band was Phil Collins in?
I don't fucking know. I don't listen to Phil Collins. Probably listen to Slayer, Megadeth, DSI, Gwar.
Phil Collins was in the band Genesis.
Oh, shut up.
Okay. Now, he's said it 14 million times. What's the name of this song?
I can't remember what I said now.
At the first part of the song, he said the name of the song like fucking 18 times.
Ugh, it's the same.
It starts with a T.
I don't fucking know.
That's All.
That's All.
That's All. That's what it was called. That's All
no
by Genesis.
No fucking way.
I love this song, though. It's a good song. And we could jam it because it's just a cover.
You stand out to pee, right?
Yeah, on my fucking good days. You know what? I played this because I knew you wouldn't get it, you fucking metalhead. Shut
no,
up. I don't want
to
hear it.
I know Phil Collins. I had a mom. She listened to all that horse shit.
All right.
Fucking Whitesnake and Phil Collins.
Nobody
and
got that one. Brian, you ready for this
cool
one?
Cool in the gang. And
here we go. Here's the next one. Come on, guys. Stay on it. Okay, I'm gonna hit the 1 minute timer, too, on this one. All right, 1 minute timer as soon
oh,
as I
hit that
this.
30 seconds.
You want 30 seconds?
30 seconds. It was like silence. Nobody typed nothing. Nobody said nothing.
All right, fuck it then. 30 seconds.
Yep. Screw you guys.
Here we go. We're going to hit it and boom. This is perfect for you, Rowdy, this song.
I actually know it. I can sing it, but I'm not going to.
Love this song.
Been a mystery. I hate that. Oh, God. Dude, like, I'm having flashbacks of my mom, like, running around the house singing this shit.
I used to sing this at karaoke.
Sweeping the floors, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I just want to go in my room and listen to Metallica and Slayer and Anthrax.
Dude, the original song, this dude killed that. I love it.
I can't remember. I think I blocked it out as
what
a child.
What is it? Come on, guys.
No, I blocked it out as a child.
He said, my typing is not showing up. No, I see you, Brian. He said, I'll try. We see you, Brian.
Crying Eyes is the name of the song, and it's...
Nope, that's wrong. One Love? No, that's wrong, Eric. Nobody's got it yet.
You know what? I'm glad I'm getting
oh,
it.
Oh, there's Cindy. Foreigner? It's close.
Oh,
no.
Damn, I thought it was
You're
Foreigner.
On the track,
too.
Though. It's around that genre.
Oh, I know. Air Supply. One Love?
That's wrong. Brian Neal says Two Hearts. Nope, that is wrong.
It's not Air Supply?
No, it's not Air Supply.
Fuck me.
No way.
Song play until somebody gets it. Come on. There's a t-shirt and a sticker up for grabs here.
Right. Try hard, kids.
Come on, guys.
Oh, my God. I give up. Just tell us. So can you stop listening to this fucking song?
Oh, come on. No, listen. Nobody's
got it. Oh, my God.
They can't even put it up to listen to Google because we're talking.
It's not CCR.
Nope. Oh, hell no. What the fuck? CCR.
It's not Pat Benatar.
Nope. Okay. My aunt said Foreigner.
It's not Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
But it's, you're not foreign, but you're going on a...
You're right.
If I'm going on a trip, I'm going to go on a...
Eurasian.
Nope, it's going to be a fun, like... If you take mushrooms, you're going to go on a blank through your mind. Like a...
Journey.
Yeah, there you go.
One Love Journey?
Nope, not One Love. Oh, sorry, I almost put that out. Yep. Kyle, you guys got it. What's it called? So what's the name?
Journey. I blew in her butt and she didn't get pregnant.
Ooh, close.
Close. Journey. I blew in his butt and he didn't get
pregnant.
Listen,
I'll tell you when it's coming up. I'll tell you what the name is. Listen, right here.
Crying Eyes.
Who's Crying Now by Journey. Man, you guys were so fucking close. Come on.
Dude, I loved the Journey video game. Do you remember that?
The what?
The Journey video game.
What
Shut the
for?
Fuck up, dude.
What do you mean? Oh, like a real, like a...
Like a stand-up video game at the arcade. Journey had the coolest fucking video game I've ever seen in my life, dude.
The band, right?
Like, yeah. And I'm laughing because I'm like pure metal. I'm AC/DC, Megadeth, fucking... Motorhead and Anthrax and DSI and DRI and GWAR and all this, you know, classic 80s, 90s thrash metal.
Right.
And death metal. And they had a video game called Journey. And it is still to this day the fucking coolest game. I said these, like
this.
Like a Canadian, this day, the greatest. No, full A-rep, the greatest video game ever made, man. It was really fucking cool. Journey.
That is awesome.
Journey was the name of the video game, and if you ever played it, you'd be like, this is the greatest video game I've ever played in my life.
Dude, we're going to talk about that later because I want to...
No, you're going to look it up.
About older shit. Yeah,
you're going to pull up the video game Journey and find out how rare they are, because if I could have a Journey video game in No Man,
right? Oh, dude, yeah.
With all the other video games I got, dude, I'd fucking pay $1,500 for one.
One last try. You guys get one last try to win a shirt. Rowdy, you get one last try to stop them. Last one, folks. You guys ready? Be on your toes. Now you got to name the song and the person who sings it. At this point, I'll just take the correct version of either.
Okay.
Okay, so either. You either get the song or the person, and you get the win.
Go.
David Jennings says no.
And this is recovery round, so I ain't got to wait. This is recovery round.
Oh, you can just go? Cool.
Yeah,
yeah, fuck
just,
it. All right. I like that.
Third
cool.
round.
Yep, fuck it. Here we go.
It's dead heat.
Here we go.
Because nobody named one or two, right?
Nope.
Breakfast Club.
Name this song with a t-shirt and a sticker.
Don't forget about me. Breakfast Club.
Huh?
Breakfast Club. Don't forget about me. Come see about me. Can't remember the name of the band. Alone, dancing, you know it, baby. Tell me your troubles and doubts. I think I made out with a girl with this song. I was like fucking 14. Amanda Underhill in her grandpa's barn.
Yeah.
I think I just touched second base. I could feel the grass.
Okay.
Before I said
my dad always used to say it was just weird. There's grass, play ball, and I was like, that's
well, I was trying to play ball, but I just touched the grass, and I think grandpa came out of the barn.
Oh, damn. He was like, get out of my barn.
I think that's when I discovered blue balls, too.
Eric said, don't you forget about me.
I would rather be kicked in the nuts than have blue balls.
Oh, Brian said simple minds.
Oh.
Nice. I like
that. That's what I said. Don't forget about me.
But I know it's called Don't Forget by Simple Minds.
Mr. Loogie. Loogie's here.
So
yeah, that's a bunch of fucking shit. Don't you forget about me. It is Simple
the
Minds.
The song is called Don't Forget About or Don't Forget by Simple Minds. I don't think it's called Don't Forget About Me.
So I added two extra words. I was right. Don't forget.
Is it Don't Forget? Don't Forget About Me by Simple Minds.
Yes, it was on the
breakfast. No, it was Don't You. Don't You
don't
by
you.
Simple Minds. So yeah, Brian, you win, Brian.
You have to get so fucking technical club, dude. And
Brian,
I said breakfast club. Go.
Hold on. Wait, Brian, you get this.
Go eat yourself, dude.
You get this. And you get one of these.
But wait, and you also get this.
That's a good way to end it.
Good job, Brian. I'll get your, what's he get, a sticker?
Well, no, he has a choice. So, Brian, if
sticker,
you want
a T-shirt.
If you want a Wheelchair Mafia T-shirt.
And I'll take it to No Ma'am tomorrow.
Oh, there you go. So you
yeah, and I got
there.
Copeland
I don't even
shit.
Have to fucking, I don't have to ship it. That's awesome.
Well, and no, wait. He has been tardy the last two No Ma'ams because he was out busy doing magic. And he spent all day yesterday trying to fucking con people out of their 50-cent pieces.
What? Oh, yes. No, I seen him do that. Yeah, he was asking for him.
Oh, he's creepy like that. I was like, what are you going to do, the great Chris? Go make him disappear?
Right.
What's he going to do? Like, watch. Watch me make all these 50-cent pieces disappear like a stack of Pringles.
See this? No, you don't. You know what I mean?
3X. I got 3X. You got 3X?
I do not have 3X. I have 2X.
You get Copeland Walling. And
well,
2X
maybe.
Is big. And Brian, you're not that fat, dude.
I'm about to say, dude, listen, my 2Xs could be 3Xs, I think, because, like, I wear 2Xs and they're nice. This right
yeah,
here
I wear
like
a 2X, too. And I got a big belly. You ain't got a bigger belly than me, dude. Fucking 3X, you'd be swimming in that thing. You could wear it like a, you could put a belt around it, wear it as a skirt.
Put that on there.
At your magic shows.
Yeah, you gotta.
Spit on that thing.
Yeah, it'll fit on you.
So in that case, we're gonna give you a fucking Wheelchair Rick shirt.
By the way, he didn't show up today, but hey, don't touch that.
Oh, man. Damn.
If you need help. Any kind of welder service, let them know about it.
Sensory, Bernard, thermal, dynamics, hypoderm, like electric, hypotherm, not hypoderm. Simpkins Electrical Service, 4010 Page Ave, Michigan Center, Michigan, 49254, or give them a call, 517-764-7766, or just stop by and bug them at the address I gave you, Miller OTC, Esau, Hobart, they will
all
maintain
the
and
I bet
fix
you, you know
your
what?
Broken
I bet you
ass
could
shit.
Bring him a fucking welder from Temu and be like, dude, this thing's fucked up. Could you help me get it going again?
He probably could.
He'd be like, dude, are you kidding me right now? Like,
he'd be
what
like,
is this thing?
How much money you got?
Right. Like, where'd you get this out of a cracker
well,
jack box?
He was in working in my 1973 Miller Aircrafter 300 amp machine.
That just sounded like an airplane or
and
something.
And we pulled the
area.
Damn cover. It's as big as a fucking airplane, weighs as much. We pulled the cover off it, and I was embarrassed. It's been a long time since I had the cover off, and it was filthy on the inside, dude. I air hosed this fucking machine for 30 minutes.
Damn.
And got it all blew out, and we figured out that it was a relay for the high frequency, which you have not come back and fixed yet, Billy.
He said,
I'll be back in 2 days, and it's been 3 days. I like to bust his balls, but the machine still works, but I just have a problem on the high frequency starts. So he's going to fix it, man. He's good at that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Schematics like for this machine are non-existent. He located them or had them at his shop. He's knowledgeable of the old school shit and the new school shit.
Nice.
So he gets her done.
You know, you never think about stuff like that. Like
no?
In the ordinary world, like, you know what I mean? Like, right. What you actually need for stuff. Like, yeah, you can go to a welder, but what does that welder
anybody
need?
Can fix your laptop.
Right.
But if you got a, like, a 1986 fucking Apple.
Right.
It's easy, simple technology, but nobody has that old knowledge.
Yeah, nowadays they're like, you ain't fixing shit, right, bro.
I can't remember the binary code.
They're like, yeah, but Dave, the guy I was here, Dave helped me. And then they're like,
Dave's not here.
And right. I'm like, what the fuck, bro?
Right.
Buy a new laptop. That's what they tell you. So we're going to update. Speaking of update, thanks, Brian, everybody, liking this stuff.
Your mom only loves you. I think I made her mad. That's all right. I make everybody's mom mad.
Who? My mom?
Oh, all of them.
Oh, dude, yeah. Moms are a thing.
Yeah.
I try not to get in the way. I don't know, man. Some people I know
I make all my friends' moms mad.
Why, though?
I don't know.
Is it a curse?
No, I don't call them back.
Oh, okay. I like that. I like that. That was a good one. What up, Kevin? Good to see you. That was my aunt, Cindy. Married.
Right.
She just got married.
I make some of them mad, too, though.
Yeah, man. She had a great wedding. Yeah, you should have been there. You might have been. I don't know. I left early. Another one for you.
Oh, shit. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to chase that squirrel.
Wait, we got many videos to check out. So back to the screen room, what we call it. Check this out.
So, I'm sorry. Go back. Brian Nealis.
Hold on. Okay.
Do you want a wheelchair, Rick, or do you want a fucking Copeland chair? Either one doesn't matter.
Bro, he's going to
want said, okay, 2X.
Wheelchair mafia, bro. That's what he wants.
I think he does, too.
You know what I mean?
We'll bring you the wheelchair mafia.
What up, Austin? Good to see you. Andy's getting a Trump sticker, by the way. One of these. These are a limited edition. I only got 10 of them. You're getting one of those, Brian.
Sweet.
I'll give that
to you. Oh, and on top of the shirt?
Rowdy. Yeah, bro.
A fucking bonus?
Yeah, fuck yeah, bro.
He doesn't deserve that.
Oh, come on.
He doesn't. Scooter Shuffles does not deserve all of that.
Scooter.
But we'll give it to you anyways.
I'll be all right. Let me know what you think about this.
He told me. I'm sorry. I got to keep going with this. He told me he's joining this bike club, blah, 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 whatever. You know, it's like not like a full patch club, but this club. And he's like, oh, they gave me a new nickname, and I said, Scooter Shuffles? And he goes, no. And I said, Scooter Shuffles? I was like, that's the only fucking name you have, bro.
Oh, that's his no-mam name?
That's always, day he walked in, that's been his no-mam name.
Scooter Shuffles.
Yeah, Scooter Shuffles. Scooter
What's
or
his biker
Shuffles.
Name, Scooter?
No, I can't remember what it was. It was something completely off fucking. I said, no. I said, if you come to no-mam on Thursday with a vest on that says anything other than Scooter Shuffles, we got a fucking problem.
Oh, shit, bro. Oh, shit. You know what's going to happen then. He's fucking just going to be walking in. He's going to be like, let me see that vest.
Yeah. What you got on there, Scooter Shuffles?
Yeah.
it says big dog. It's not going to work around here.
It's not going to work around here.
It's not going to work.
You know what else ain't going to work around here? Check this shit out.
They're alarmed after seeing Muslim community patrols driving through their neighborhoods in what looked like police squad cars. One America's Pearson Sharp has the details.
New Yorkers say they're shocked after seeing Muslim patrol cars roaming their neighborhoods like police squads. These Muslim community patrols just began operating in Brooklyn this year, with members dressed like police officers and driving cars identical to police squad cars. Even other Muslims have raised questions about the need for the patrols, with residents expressing fears this is just another form of Sharia law enforcement.
Bro, what the fuck is going on in New York City?
No, are you fucking kidding me?
Woo,
we've had this in Michigan for 15 years.
Oh, same thing? Oh, yeah, in Dearborn.
The exact same fucking thing.
Fucking Dearborn in their area.
No, it's fucking Sharia law.
Yeah, this is bad.
And they literally have people that go out and enforce Sharia law. They don't have any legal repercussions. They can't throw you in the back of the squad car and arrest you, but they could put you in the back of the squad car and make you fucking disappear if you disobey their faith, their order. More Muslims are susceptible to that law, but if you or I get caught in the wrong neighborhood at the wrong time of night,
right,
wearing the wrong type of shit,
right?
I mean, this is actually comparable to the KKK.
Well, that article that I switched off from, it goes for like 5 minutes.
Sharia law is a nasty.
They
fucking
thing. Got a guy because he was drinking, and they literally detained him.
Yeah,
and they were like, "What the fuck they
was he Muslim or
Kevin?
No?"
They grabbed my buddy Kevin.
Was he Muslim or no?
No.
Okay, no, then dude. They fucked up legally.
Well, it caused a thing. That's why they were
legally
talking about
they fucked up. You cannot fucking detain anybody. If I was smoking crack on the sidewalk and you as a citizen detained me, you're getting fucking sued, bro.
Right.
You're going to jail.
Bro, there was a day back in the day, and you still see signs to this day, neighborhood watch. This area is enforced by neighborhood
that
watch.
That doesn't mean the neighborhood can fucking enforce a
That means the neighborhood's going to call the sheriff, and the sheriff's going to enforce the law.
Like, they try to detain you, and they physically touch you, that's assault.
Right.
Yeah, you can watch all you want.
Yeah, well,
don't touch me.
They detained this guy, put him in the back of one of their cars, I guess.
The only time you can do that is on private property, and I know because I've done it.
I don't know the whole story behind it.
I arrested five guys in the front yard of my neighbor's house.
You did?
Yeah.
Damn.
At gunpoint.
See, I would have fucking surrendered.
I know. They had
I'm like, dude, this guy's got a beard longer than my fucking nipple.
No, this is pre-beard, but
a
beautiful Glock. And I literally made all five of these fuckers play Jesus on the fucking the concrete right out in front of the house.
Right.
And there was four of them. And I said, I saw five of you get out of this truck.
Where's the other one?
Where's the other guy? And they go, oh. And I said, stop fucking playing with me. I said, where the fuck is he? And they were like, he's around back. And I fucking opened up the garage door and looked through the front garage door to the back garage door. And I said, if you're in here, you better fucking come out right now. And he come out and he was like, just got his hands up. And he's like, oh, you're real fucking tough, aren't you, with that gun? And I said, yeah, I am real tough.
I'm a man without it.
I said, if I didn't have to babysit your four fucking girlfriends here, me and you could settle this without guns.
Right. That's a good comeback.
Well, I want that.
Right. No, absolutely.
I would much prefer hand-to-hand combat, but one outnumbered 5-1. I'll take the gun.
Yeah. No, and that's, you know what?
You know what's funny? The sheriff department, or pardon me, the state police.
Like, fuck yeah, bro. You're in the right.
Nope. One fucking sheriff out of seven cops. They shut down my road on both ends.
Oh,
shut
damn.
It down.
I was like, nope.
Well, I called 911. I got five motherfuckers at gunpoint playing Jesus on the concrete. Can I get some assistance?
Your neighbor walked outside like,
what the fuck is that? Bro, oh, no, my neighbors walk out like, bro, you need some backup.
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, these kids all went to jail. They all got arrested.
Yeah.
None of them got charged. They were literally pulling a flat screen TV.
When was this?
7 years ago? 8 years ago?
I remember this because you posted some shit online.
I was fucking pissed, dude. I got these fuckers red-handed, and I watched them, and I was standing in my front yard, and I'm like, they're fucking breaking into the fucking house. And I went and got my shit. And the landowners are good friends of mine, and I absolutely had permission to carry on their property.
Oh, absolutely.
I had a shooting range on the back 40 of their property. But anyways, it was just interesting. It was a nice flex of civilian justice.
Hell yeah.
I didn't put a noose in the oak tree out front or anything like that. I wasn't doing prairie justice.
Well, no. We won't get into prairie justice, but I actually have
prairie
a question about, like, what the fuck is that?
If
but
you fuck up, you die. You
put
much.
A rope over a fucking limb, and then there
old
you
oak
go.
Oak tree, and that's
great. What you see on those old Western
old cowboy movies.
Where, yeah, they put
prairie
you on
justice.
They put you on a horse, and that horse is
Yeah,
like,
we don't believe in that. We don't believe in vigilante justice. Let a cop do their job, but at your neighbors,
I put mine on my phone.
Right, fucking next door. You take care of the problem. You take care of the problem, especially if you have permission to be there.
Excuse me. Absolutely. You know, one person I didn't talk about today is
Jesus.
One of the best. Well, that guy too. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank Lord.
Amen.
Thank the Lord, man, for letting
Amen.
Me be alive and right. be here to do this today. But also,
thank
this
you
guy.
For forgiving all of my sins.
Absolutely. This guy, you know who this guy is?
I'm working overtime.
You know who Stand For is? You know what he stands for? What does he stand for?
Quality.
Absolutely. Cars, trucks, classics, specializing in classics. You want to bring it on down to Stan. He'll take a look at it. For sure Automotive, 4945 Page F, 517-764-9208. You want to give him a call or just stop down.
He's like a good boy. He takes care of business.
Yeah, well, he's a serious guy. I might not want to go stop down and bug him.
He is not serious. I'm serious.
Well, I don't know.
Stan's a clown.
I don't know, man.
A good clown. Dude, a funny clown.
I don't know, man.
Stan's
He's
a
more
hit.
Busy every time.
No, he is
every
not.
Every time I go see
Stan,
I'm more
clown.
Worried about seeing Stan than I am you.
You got to see that past that facade. Go up there and poke him in the fucking ribs and be like,
oh, fuck.
Quit being so serious.
Wait until he gets off of work and just fucking open a beer with him and be like, come on, Stan.
Just poke him in the ribs. Quit being so serious.
Oh, I think we all need to get a poke in the ribs once in a while. You know what I mean? Quit
Amen.
Being so serious.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Especially when a buddy comes over. I get offended, dude. Like, I get you're doing your shit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not, like, at least talking to me while you're doing your shit, you know, I get a little offended.
You hear about that? Because
I don't come around to people's shops often when I come in there.
Right.
And I consider you a friend.
No, you're talking that locally and stuff over here in Jackson, like, you know.
Even, yeah, I mean, even Stan. Stan's not my best friend, but if I walk into the shop and he's acting all fucking, I poke him.
Right.
Like,
he's going to be like, what the fuck, man? Come on, man.
I expect that response.
Right, right.
Look at you, fucker. Like, whatever, dude.
Like, come on, man. I got
like,
shit to do.
How often do I come over here and bug you? You know, you can give me fucking 75 seconds of your life.
Right, right. You know, and that's a...
He does.
Before we get into anything, too, I want to make that a prominent thing that I want to talk about is we need to spend more time with our family and our loved ones and our friends, you know what I mean?
We need to...
Just have a good old-fashioned fucking sit-down chill, you know what I mean?
Well, I... My family's fucked up, so that probably ain't happening, but we need to have more tolerance and more recognition of each other.
Yeah.
My neighbor, man, he's hard left, and I'm medium right. I'm not hard right, medium right. I'm soft.
I'm medium rare right. You know what? I like my steak. I like my steak when it's cooked.
I like my shit medium rare.
Like
you order anything off my menu that ain't medium rare, you're communist, get the fuck out of my yard. But yeah, anyways, my neighbor, man, I love the guy, dude. He's like the complete fucking opposite of me. And honestly, I'd do anything for him.
Isn't it fucked up how politics will draw a line between somebody who could be totally cool with
each other? It draws a line on Facebook for me.
Well, it's everything. It's every social media. That's what they want, bro. Like this whole
thing.
Well,
they want us to be. You know that.
We
all
know that. Want.
No, they want us to be divided. Whether it's racism or rights or any arguable fucking topic.
I got so many videos that we're supposed to be sharing right now.
They're just happy when we're fucking opposite each other and can't agree. But the thing is, and if he ever acts out, now we've been neighbors for 23 fucking years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna say to him, Gary. We've been neighbors for 23 fucking years.
Isn't it serious,
so we've got completely different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the ultimate respect for you, and that's why I've never brought up my difference in opinion. When you're out mowing your lawn, I like to wave, and if I get a chance to stop over and say hey to you, or you get a chance to stop over and say hey to me, I don't want that bullshit in the way, dude. You're my direct neighbor.
Right.
And there's nobody that I would take a bullet for more than you. At 3 o'clock in the fucking morning in my underwear.
Right.
If somebody is fucking around your shit, know that your old buddy Roddy next door has your fucking back.
Absolutely.
I mean, that seriously.
You know
well,
what?
All my
I'm going to give you a round of applause for that because I'm just going to say this. I feel like half of America needs to go to the other half of America and be like, look, man, I know you're drunk, bro, and I know you're making all these crazy rash decisions, and we're still going to be homies in the morning. Just you got to chill out, though, for
we
a little
can,
bit.
We can argue in the jungle and Facebook and shit we can't control because we can't control.
But in real life, we still got to fucking live together.
The only fucking control we have is a vote. So you do your vote, you put your opinion in, and that's it. Now we're back to day-to-day life, and it's just like the stock market crashing. See that fucker hit the bottom bullet. What are me and you doing on Monday or Tuesday?
I almost sold all my fucking crypto. I'm glad I didn't.
No, we're going back to fucking work.
Right.
That's what we're doing. And it's going to be like that forever. The working class does not have that option to worry about all the money they're going to lose because we ain't got no fucking money. We're paycheck to paycheck.
No, man.
No, we're...
Somebody said some shit about how much money you got put aside for a fucking
Trump lost the election or Kamala won the election.
You're still broke.
I don't give a fuck.
Matter,
on Monday, I still got to go to work.
I'm still fucking broke.
Right? It's not
like
I get a vacation. Oh, my guy won. I get a vacation.
Right.
Oh, Trump won. You get a 3-week vacation. Congratulations, Rowdy Freeman.
Yeah.
I get a 3-week vacation. I voted for the right guy. Yeah. I mean, that's how it should be.
That was great.
But it ain't.
Brian said got his vote in. Ben said Kamala 30-24. I like your ideas. Okay, bro.
No, man, it's a... you know, we can put all this fucking division between us, and when it all boils down, and this rehashing of racism, man, I ain't gonna fucking... Dude, you come
Bro,
up.
I, look over,
I don't give a fuck what fucking color you are. You come into my shop, number one, you're a customer. Yeah. I don't even fucking see your
First
color.
And
you
foremost,
are a customer,
your
number
money's
one.
Green.
And your money is green. And how you present yourself to me is the type of respect you're going to get from me.
Right.
You know, somebody walks in, whatever creed, color, religion, I don't give a flying fuck, and says, hey, Mr. Copeland, I heard you're the guy to go to for blah, blah. Yes, sir. Well, it looks like you're this, and I'm a straight shooter, and I tell them price, and if they don't like the price, I give them options.
As long as you can speak to them in some kind of English.
As long as they speak to me with respect, I speak to them, anybody with respect.
Right,
in fact, I even take the first foot forward by speaking with respect first. But I have had some disrespectful fuckers come in there. You know, hey, sir, how you doing? 20-year-old kid. I'm calling it, sir. That's a sign of respect. Hey, sir,
right.
How you doing? Oh, I got this wheel that's bad. Okay, bring a 9 in the shop. Well, I can't. And I said, okay, you're some 20-year-old fucking punk-ass kid. I got a bad back, and I'm like, don't we all?
Don't we all?
I'm 50, buddy. I got a bad knee. I got two bad shoulders.
I got a story about a bad
and
back.
And a fucking really bad back. How about you bring that on in, and I'd be happy to take a look at it. And if that don't work for you, you have a good day, sir.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to fucking be beat down, tricked into, you know, this fucker had white pants, white shoes, white shirt.
I ain't touched a fucking wrench a day.
Oh, looking clean as fuck. Spiffy and dapper.
Dapper. I'm a dapper Dan man, damn it.
But I ain't falling for that shit.
No, no. You know who else ain't falling for that shit? Anybody that you tell to go to YouTube right now and click that like button, hit subscribe, hit the bell. That bell.
Send me your money.
Well, see, and I don't like doing that. I don't like asking people for not no money.
I do. Suicidal tendencies, man.
You know who I like giving me money is the ad sponsorships that we get, which we don't have one right now yet. But here, listen, we got so many fucking things to go through here. We just keep talking about this.
We just keep wearing it out.
You guys like it? Oh, look at that. Look at that. There's a chat bot. Look at all the side there. It's all you guys' chats. You guys like explosions? This was Gaza yesterday. Israel hit this mosque, I guess.
Mosque.
Yeah, that's gone. Not promoting violence or anything, but that's just what's going on in the Middle East, guys.
Yeah,
it's fucking crazy.
They've been fighting for,
if you want your candidate to win,
thousands of years before we existed.
Yeah, this is what, the thousands of year wars, or how many?
Literally, it's a holy war that's been going on for thousands of years. It's not new.
Before Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah, way before Jesus.
Fuck.
You know what? Hold
do
on
we
want to
do?
No, no, no. Hold on. Wait,
we're going to touch subtly on this subject.
Let me ask this. Why do our years start like from zero? Okay, so zero. That's when Jesus came, right? And then so before
Jesus
and after
born.
Christ. Why do we do that? Why?
Because Jesus was born 2000.
But what about the what
ago?
About Buddha? What about
Reborn.
All these? What about all these other gods? None of them make no difference.
Going down a rabbit hole.
That's what I mean.
So you want to watch crazy. This movie called Zeitgeist? You want to watch the old one? About the first 10 minutes explains 1,000 different religions over 10,000 years. It literally
is too much.
It
for me, it's too much for my head.
No,
I don't want to wrap it around because
but
it's
that's
too
why
much.
I like that movie, because it breaks it down into simple facts. It does not form an opinion for you. You can still form your own opinion, but it shows you fact. And this is a rabbit hole we don't want to go down right now, because
you know what? Because here, let me say this though. I believe that ignorance is bliss, and the reason they say ignorance is bliss because. It's okay to know a little bit of a little
all
bit, but if you start learning a lot of bit about a lot of shit, you're never going to be fucking happy, bro. I don't think.
All religion is a form of government.
Right.
I said it.
That's kind of a
all
way
religion.
To look at it.
Not just Christianity. All religion is a form of government, is a form of control.
Is that your fucking phone? Sounds like a damn spaceship. Lane.
And if you want to get into the great spirit,
the great spirit,
the holy one, the sun, the light,
oh friend bear,
you know, all the beautiful names.
We're not
going to
do all that right now, but
we should eventually.
Eventually, we can if people want to talk about it.
We're
going to
piss off a lot of.
Look at this shit. Don't vote on election day. This is what this dude's talking about.
If you want your candidate to win, don't vote for them on election day. What people don't realize is that election day is a myth. It's a fairy tale. It doesn't exist. Traditionally, on election day, people go out and they cast a vote for the person that they want to lead them for the next several years.
Radio host,
it's kind of like taking an M&M and tossing it into a jar. The candidate who has the most M&Ms in their jar wins. But that's not how it works anymore. Election day no longer exists. It's been replaced by election week or election weeks, or even in some cases, election month. Some people rebuke early voting and some people embrace it. Blue voters will rush to the polls almost immediately. As soon as the polls open, they start throwing their M&Ms in the jar. And by the time election day rolls around, they've already amassed a pretty hefty lead. If you want your candidate to win and your party to be victorious, and if you want to save the country, don't vote on election day.
What do you guys think? Listen to here. He's like, well, yeah. He's like, what the fuck kind of fucking advice is that? But no. See, I think he might have a point, though. Because everybody else is starting to vote early. They're voting in fucking mass with their mail-in voting. They're getting online. They're voting online. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, wait a minute. Like, a lot of these older people are just going to go vote once. And we know that there's a bunch of illegal aliens in all these states that are going to be voting. They're trying to fucking let them do it, which I think in a couple states is already legalized. I don't know. Everything on this show is just speculation. I'm just trying to figure stuff out myself. If I don't have the facts, I don't have the facts. Rowdy don't know nothing. Do you, Rowdy, about any of that?
Oh, what do you want to know?
Oh, he's coming. Hold on. Wait a minute.
You fucking kid.
I'm talking about the fucking the illegals voting. So they're going to be wanting to vote. That's what it's about.
Legalities. Well.
Well, some states have already passed it and made it illegal for them to get a driver's license.
Number one, bro, if you throw 100 chips into the fucking jar, that's 100 chips. So this fucking idiot telling you that basically your vote don't count, like don't
You're talking
vote.
Talking about that fucking dude that looks like he needs more sun in his
that
life.
That guy's absolutely
Mark fucking K.
Fucking pure.
He's from Florida.
He's a Democrat. He is the lonely Democrat.
He's
all
not a Democrat.
Of Florida.
He's actually a Republican.
No, he is not. He's a big fucking Republican.
I used to watch him until I was like,
get
bro,
the fuck
you
out
suck,
of here,
dude.
If that guy's a Republican, man, he's
well,
he's a communist Republican.
His point is, what he's saying is, everybody else right now is fucking voting. Right now, we need to start putting our votes in early, so they can get counted earlier, and then fucking
that don't
make
fucking
sure,
matter.
I don't know.
It don't matter if they're
know.
Gonna if they're gonna fuck a vote.
What up,
it doesn't
Daniel?
Matter if it's early or late.
Well,
if they're gonna fuck a vote and actually,
like, I am the type of dude.
So if you
I
go to the
that day and vote on election
no,
day, that's my
if you go to
thing.
The ballots on election day, and your ballot has already been cast, it will reject your vote.
Right.
So how the fuck is that not a vote?
But
in other words, nobody's voting for you. If you go on election
how
day,
how do you know? Have you ever done that?
No, that's historically, that's what the software is set up for. Two votes on
See?
One name can't be cast.
That's what you
but,
think. Have you ever
but,
tried it, though? That's what I'm saying. That's all
as
I'm
far
saying.
As the graveyard and dead people go, they can vote a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they've proven that. Tens of thousands of dead people have voted.
Yeah, Steven Crowder did a big thing on it. And, dude, there's been tons of shit, but nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody yeah, nobody
cares.
Gives a fuck.
Nobody
they're going to let the Dominion voting machines do their job,
yeah.
Which is, if I'm
if
not
you want
mistaken,
your candidate to win,
family of
don't
Jill.
Vote
shit,
for
on.
Them on election day.
Jill Biden.
What people don't
shut
realize
up,
is that election day...
I thought you were talking to me. I was like, how dare you?
No, this dude. Sorry.
How dare you talk to me like
anyway,
that?
Anyway, go ahead. Finish your thought. My
he
bad.
Said, shut the fuck. How dare you talk to me like that?
Was it new? I'm sorry. No, dude, I'm telling you, if you guys have watched this before, me and Rowdy, I've known him for a lot of years. And when I was a young kid, just starting out advertising, like he was fucking, dude, like you see him, big old stocky beard, like doing the welding shit. I was like, excuse me, sir, would you like to do some advertising?
It's the beard. I didn't even have a beard then.
You're like, who are you? Dude, are you Randy Bader's kid?
You got to see me baby face, dude. I was like cocky,
oh, yeah,
cocky
right.
35-year-old.
You were still a fucking shit.
I'm fucking 50 now.
Anybody with that crew cut, dude, I'm like, oh, this motherfucker's got something going on. With
he's
him.
An
He's intense.
Walk in and you're just fucking like, oh,
dude, we've always had a great love and a respect, and that's why the show, and I love that fucking song. That's why our show goes like it does. And we've learned we might intermittently talk over each other, but for the most part, for all the part, it's a fucking super mutual respect. We're on the same wavelength. We can kind of bounce off each other.
Right.
We can do what we have to do and still say what we have to say and be completely fucking respectable without apologizing. Has there ever been a show I said, geez, Rick, I'm really sorry. Fuck no. We've
never gotten mad at each other. You've never stormed out.
We fucking play off each other, dude.
Yeah.
It's like a beautiful fucking ping pong match. Like, we're just relaxing back and forth, ping-ponging off each other, ideas last, the whole...
You know what? You know why we get along so well? Because if we didn't, I wouldn't stand for it.
That's right. Me neither.
Wah, wah, wah.
That's right. We're not cucks.
No. That was a wheelchair joke.
It was, too. I missed it.
It totally went over your fucking head.
I wouldn't stand for it.
All right, check this out.
It was beautiful.
Here we go.
But I love you, Rick. We have a good show. We have fun.
Good evening.
Absolutely.
I hope you're having a great weekend.
Oh, this
friendly
dude.
Reminder that America has paid $176 million to Moderna to create a pre-pandemic bird flu vaccine. Yeah. So they made this deal back in the start of July. You know. So they're going to pay for an mRNA vaccine against a pandemic influenza. Isn't it just a flu? Why are we calling it a pandemic already? That's interesting.
Sounds like they already had it planned out.
They keep using the word pandemic.
Like I said,
Moderna noted that it began a phase 1 and 2 trial of a pandemic influenza virus vaccine last year. The funding deal will support late-stage development of a pre-pandemic vaccine against H5 influenza virus.
Anticipatedly,
the article goes on to say about how the U.S. has really botched the response allowing the bird flu to get, you know, transmitted between cattle. Gee. It's almost like they're letting it spread on purpose or something. They'd never do that.
Nah.
Huh. Kids, we're in for this giant, confusing, beautiful roller coaster ride. And we've been on this for many years. And
it's
going to
be a fun time.
It's funny how little attention we pay to all of this in our teenage years. Because we're so intent with getting fucked, listening to music, having fun, drinking or not drinking, drugs or no drugs, whatever it is, becoming a 20-something, hoping to find a fucking job. And in the 90s and the early 2000s, we had really good opportunities for that. Like, you didn't have to be a special flower to land a job.
Right.
And it got even worse. Now, everybody's begging for the special flower. We're begging for the fourth tier special flower.
What up, Nick?
To come to work. There's such disloyalty to the system because everybody thinks they can just fucking ride on it. They can just ride this fucking gravy train, not do any real work, no real effort. And a lot of people have lost that sight for success where some of the minimal or the minor jobs that would have been held throughout high school, McDonald's, Burger King, et cetera, Dairy Queen, you know, whatever, the fucking local movie theater. And that's a temporary job for summers till you go back to school, finish your senior year, go to college, or don't go to college. You might have to hold that job for another year or two.
Right.
And until you figure out, okay, I want to be an auto mechanic. I got to get this certification, et cetera, et cetera. It is such a fucking confusing wheel, and it's been turned upside down. The state of the market that we're in with the lack of people that actually want to do a job and make a fucking decent wage and the unaffordability of houses.
Oh, dude.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Bro, everybody called me stupid. They were like, you're fucking dumb for going in at 4%. Bro, you're fucking stupid. You should wait. And I'm like, what? Dude, fuck you. I'm in. I'm all in.
You used to be able to rent cheaper than you could buy.
Yeah.
Which was
something in me
that
knew
was
I had
the
to hurry
benefit
the
of
out.
Renting. Yeah. Like I want to spend that money, but
we were already spending like $1,000 a month.
Rent
almost.
just for a two bedroom more than owning.
It's fucking stupid, dude.
Way different, dude. I was renting the top of the beer stein for $350 a fucking month, and I was making $375 a week. Like, this is a no-brainer.
Right.
And selling a little weed on the side and throwing big parties.
Back before it was fucking on every single corner in Michigan
straight
Center.
Straight fucking pimp shit, dude.
Go check out that.
You ain't got shit on the beer stein, son.
Well, no.
I had six bands play upstairs. A 10-foot Burmese albino python running around with a fucking Walker hound dog with a black cat and a chrome barber chair in a living room that I could ride my bike around, my mountain bike, my Diamondback mountain bike, all around the living room.
Nice.
With a dog chasing me and the cat chasing the dog and the snake kind of working his way down the wall.
Nick said, like, rolling on flat tires.
Dude, whoop. In a fucking drawer full of bud. Just living it up. Living life in the fast lane, man. I mean,
but you know what? No, that's what I mean. Shit. Like, now you look back at that, and you're like, those were the good days.
Yeah, until I was stupid enough to fucking not pull out.
Yeah,
and shit changed. You know what I did for the last fucking 26 years of my fucking life? Took care of that.
Well, isn't that what you're supposed to do?
And literally, that's where I'm at now, man. So now I'm a 50-year-old guy. Getting divorced, been with her for 30, been married for fucking 26 years, raised my fucking two kids, and I got to figure out what the fuck I'm going to do with my fucking life now.
Kyle said it was an awesome party.
It was a great party. A lot of guys know it. And here I am at 50. I get to figure all fucking out again, dude. I get to figure out how to talk to chicks again. You know, a fucking... unplugged.
Bro, you know how easy that is, though?
No, it's not.
Come on.
No, not yet. Hey, bro, you want to see some fucking game?
No way.
30 years ago, I had some fucking game.
I'm sure you still got it.
Fuck no.
We're going to do a Rick and Rowdy exclusive.
Fuck no. You got to practice that shit. You got to have that finesse, man. All right,
let me get this music going real quick.
But fuck you. It better not be sad music. I'm going to punch you.
Let me get this fucking music.
But the whole world's changed. Everything's changed around me. And my biggest interest is just keep making the money, be able to pay for the shit I got.
Yep.
And fucking roll on, dude. And, life is really alien to me right now. Like, this whole transitional thing through divorce, it ain't final. It won't be until hopefully September.
I won't embarrass you by playing that. That's
no, horrible. That's fine, man. I'm kind of laughing at it. But what a fucking alien world. Everything is. How
Bro,
women
but I'm
act.
Gonna say this,
how
yeah,
women
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, yeah,
I've
yeah.
seen beautiful women on the internet. And
well, that's everything's ran on.
No, listen. And heard their voices. And it was completely like, fuck no.
What do you mean?
Oh, they're just fucking, I could tell by their fucking punctuation and their volume.
Oh, just by like how
toxic they were.
Bro.
And I'm like, I don't want to be in this fucking market, dude. I don't want to be looking for someone in this market. It is fucked.
Kevin said, I'm going to grab a flight up. We're going to pimp out Riley. My boy Kevin. Fuck yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you though. Don't, dude.
Kevin will fucking do it. He's got
check it out though. The few attractive women either got a lot of fucking VD, a lot of baggage, a lot of fucking kids, some really bad mannerisms. When you get up into this age, to find that woman that was actually just scorned with a shit bag, like beat the fuck out of her and treat her like shit. And go rescue that girl is a fucking non sequitur, man. It's
like
not going to happen,
it's
dude.
It's like a unicorn.
It's the fucking unicorn.
It's like a needle.
And where
mine's
haystack. Playing the battered fucking blah, blah, blah. Motherfucker, I never had, in the 30 years I've been with her, there's never been a cop that intervened.
Right.
So apparently I wasn't bad. And I'll tell you right now, never fucking raised a hand to her. And I'm telling you, I'm playing a fucking whole new market here. And I don't want to fucking play it. I don't want it.
I know you
it's
don't.
It's so fucking toxic, dude.
It's so bad.
I don't
want
to discover a new venereal
we'll help
disease
through,
or,
we, folks.
Or any of this other bullshit. And she pretty much made it very clear to me today. She's moving out and this shit's done. And I'm like, good.
It's hard to accept.
Because I've been fucking her through the 8-month divorce.
Right.
and falling in love with her and losing love with her again and again and in and out, man. It's this fucked up, twisted, psychological fucking drama that's been going on. Like, one minute I think there's a chance, and the next minute I don't. And I think today I finally come to terms that shit's done.
You heard it here live on the Rick and Rowdy show.
I didn't mean to bring this out, but it had to be said. I honestly think today was the point where it's got to be done. And I am not looking to jump in any fucking bed or hook up with any fucking chick. I'm just telling you, I'm going to deal with the fucking scars of this bullshit for a minute, dude.
Yeah.
It fucking sucks.
You know what, though? It does suck. And I would like to be like, here's the good part about it. You get to find yourself again. That's pretty much it. That's all you get to fucking do is find who you are.
You want
to
know the best part of it?
What's that?
I'm going to pledge here tonight.
Uh-oh, here we go.
This is going to get rough.
Oh, fuck, dude. Don't. Hold on. Wait a minute. Should I pour a whiskey drink? Should I pour a vodka drink? Should I pour a vodka drink? Should I pour a rowdy drink?
You see his face?
Uh-oh. Are you cutting it off?
Oh, dude. This beer has not been touched for like 8 years.
Don't do it.
Oh, yeah. Once this shit's done, I'm going to go back to being a fucking 39-year-old with a double chin.
How is that an upgrade?
I don't care. I don't fucking care. No, I'm serious. I'm going to shave this beard on the Rick and Rowdy show.
You know how many fucking people want your beard? Okay, like literally me.
Oh, I'll grow it back.
I can't grow any of this.
No, I'll grow it back. But this is the best part. So we're going to auction off little sections.
Holy fuck, we're auctioning off Rowdy
beards. Yes, we are going to auction off sections.
We're auctioning it off.
But we're going to call this the side draft. Like, who's getting the side draft? So I've got a giant mutton chop and a giant fucking goatee. And then we're going to go, who's going to buy the Amish? And then I'm going to do the mustache and the top half. So I'm going to have the big sideburns and the big fucking bottom goatee.
I don't understand.
And then I'm going to be like, who's going to buy the crusty clown where I get shaved the big path through the fucking middle?
And I think there are people out there that have these two big handlebars.
Dude, no, we're going to have some fun with this shit. It's going to be a moneymaker. This shit's gone,
it's
going to
be a raffle.
I've been growing this beard.
Put that fucking rowdy beard hair in your fucking garage. That's weird.
Probably, what? 6 years. That's all this is.
That's 6 years worth of growth.
Yeah, 6 years, but it only goes to a certain point.
That's a lot.
And usually that's the bottom of, like, I have a spark shield on my helmet for welding.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing's burning my beard.
Bro.
But it doesn't grow
past your beard.
It.
Do you think your beard's ever given anybody an erection?
Clitorally or?
I don't know. Hold
penile.
On. Penile. It brings me to this one. Check this out.
Let's talk about the fact that President Trump incited an erection.
Trump ain't got no beard, buddy. He's just got a comb over.
You know,
and if they excited
inciting,
an erection.
Charges of inciting an erection.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. He has excited an erection
Donald
in me.
Donald Trump.
Everybody's talking about it.
Excited the erection.
Look at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
They didn't like Donald Trump. They said he participated in an erection.
Jake Tapper, yeah. He's going to tap that ass. That's what he wants.
See what Kevin said? He said
50 for the soul pack.
50
for
the soul. So, actually, that's
got money on it.
That's the easiest one. So, after we do the sideburns and we do this, we do the Elvis sideburns and we do the fucking Amish cut. And we,
bro, what is this fucking show turning into?
The last
into?
Part's going to be that little soul patch.
I don't understand life anymore. This is weird.
Neither do I.
All right, check this out. We only got a couple more, and then we're going to shut this thing down.
And then you got your 2 hours and 15 minutes.
The New York people are very happy.
Some here are frightened now just to go outside.
Now it feels like that whole section is just not available to the community.
Asking our local elected
anymore.
That they
our parks are not available to
can't go there.
Anymore.
Search
out. They can't go to their parks anymore because it's all full of illegal aliens.
Migrants from a 4,000-bed shelter nearby fill the sidewalks. They sit on park benches, on stoops and curbs.
Where's this at?
Under the BQE overpass.
Okay. So you heard about Chicago.
Yeah, it's all fucked.
Police departments, that's where all the fucking homeless sleep overnight, is in the police departments.
Yeah.
And then they kick them out in the morning. And the last video I watched, they were like,
oh, you're on overtime right now.
They kick us out every morning and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we aren't being fed. And we're, I'm like, fucking go back to your country.
Bye-bye. Fucking doing
here. Think it's gonna be fucking easy here?
Oh my gosh! Like, and they're all—you know what?
Do you sit in your home country on your front porch and people drive by and give you food and money?
They're getting paid a lot.
Probably not. You probably got to go to work, but you thought it'd be better here. She thought, here we're just gonna drive by and throw money out the window at you,
right?
Food.
Well, that's what they promised.
Oh, we don't want you staying here. Here's this 5-star fucking hotel in downtown New York. New York's the fucking worst.
Oh, that's bad.
New Yorkers are fucking pissed.
Hold on, look at this. This is all of us. This is nationwide, period. Mm-hmm. And it's going to continue to be this way, I think, for a while.
I'm good with that.
Yeah,
we're
me too.
Fucking American,
I love it, dude. I love being
from the
bottom.
We're built of a different cut.
There's only one way to go, baby.
Bro, we ain't got the hardest of the heart.
You know what I mean?
We ain't got the hardest of the heart.
But when we got to go fucking get her done,
we're going to get her done.
I need another fucking... Hold on. Let me take another whiskey drink with you real quick. We're going to get this fucking going right now. 7 viewers. Look at this shit. Hey, everybody, put your things in the comments. Be like, yeah, let's do it. One more time. We got, a couple minutes left. Actually, Rowdy's overtime right now.
Way overtime.
Because this is part two. We're already at an hour 16 on part two.
We're 20 minutes overtime.
Let's do 1:30.
Damn, you're pushing it.
We got a couple things to go.
What do you want to hear?
Hold on.
Inspirational speech.
Okay, so, nope.
Always got videos.
This is one of the last ones. Look at this shit.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to know how to make someone believe that you're in a crisis, but you're actually not?
I was like, this dude's talking weird, but then I was like, he makes sense.
You have a map over Sweden, which is actually the summer of a long time ago. Here you can see it's all green, and it's sun,
summer
and some clouds.
Long time ago. 1986.
You know, this is a sunny day. It looks amazing,
fucking,
right?
Fucking bitch. Fuck you.
Fucking kid.
Here, 2 years ago,
already fucking growing
the temperature is actually lower
fucking...
than.
But yeah, you see
ago.
What it says though. Like, see how but now they're like 2022. They're like, oh, look how hot it is because they change the colors.
Yeah, it's actually cooler.
Right, and it's cooler.
Why the map is all red, and down here it's like really red, 21 degrees Celsius. Wow.
Okay, dude's got a weird voice. I understand.
But no, but they
he's
play.
Got a,
you could put any information you out there, and these spoon-fed fucking idiots are gonna follow
dude,
the fucking
that's what I'm
narrative,
saying,
dude. And they're gonna completely close their eyes to fucking CERN, and they're gonna completely close
CERN's
their eyes
other thing,
to the cabal.
CERN, look it up.
They're gonna completely close their eyes. Guess what's happening right now? We haven't heard of in several months. Name it. What's
bro? I got some
what,
shit I want to say. But
what's still going on
what?
That we haven't heard of?
What
fucking
about?
Word about Ukraine?
Oh no! Well, yeah, that obviously.
Fuck! Did it end suddenly? Did
oh,
we
no.
forget about? It? No,
no,
we got an election here.
You can go, look up Ukraine right now live. You can find a Ukraine video of motherfuckers partying on a rooftop.
Think what I'm saying?
Drunk.
You know,
don't give a fuck.
Beyonce's got new thong pics, and you know,
yeah, fuck her.
I mean, come on, bro! All this new information
shit's going nuts,
and we're
on.
Still rifling money to them, and they're rifling money back to
everybody.
Ours.
Needs to prepare right
fuck,
now.
Man.
I should have said that at the beginning. Prepare if you
it's,
aren't already
it's
doing
so
it.
It's so bad.
Here's our last.
The problem is people aren't recognizing the patterns.
Here's your Kamala Harris's, what's that dude's name? Tim Walz. Here's his wife.
I would say
back when Minnesota was dying.
There were riots. I could smell the burning tires.
She could smell the tires.
That was a very real thing. And I kept the windows open for as long as I could because I felt like that was such a touchstone of what was happening.
She kept the windows open as long as she could so she could
right.
smell the fucking... Because
she smoked crack and she likes that rubber tire aftertaste.
Let me smell the rubbers. Probably because her fucking...
Tastes like back in my crack days.
Because her fucking husband's taint smelled like
dude, they,
worse than burning tires, I guess. I don't know.
They're straight up fucking socialists. They act all shocked and fucking... Oh, my God, dude. I'm telling you, we live in a fucking clown world. If we do not fix it this November, I have given up on all hope of humanity, and I'm going into full fucking retard mode.
He's going to go into his bunker, and nobody's
going
to hear from
him. Bro, I'm going into full retard mode.
Speaking of that,
I'm stockpiling ammo and food like I've never fucking done it before. If this shit goes sideways this November, fucking there ain't going to be no more Rick and Rowdy show.
You probably will. I think you will.
I'm going in the underground. I'll be like, this is Rowdy live from a cave.
And I'm going to be like...
in an undisclosed location.
Just go ahead and stare at this and people will know that it's me. Yeah, no, I had it's sad to say, and I'm sad to say at the end of this because I've watched so much stuff, but like, I'm a glass is everybody's like glass half full, glass half empty. This glass is full of piss, and you guys are drinking it all. I don't think they're gonna let Trump fucking get close to this shit. They're not. They're gonna start this war. They're gonna fucking blow the world up. And it's gonna be done.
8 or 9 episodes ago, I told you, if he gets past the legal bullshit, they're gonna try to kill him. And they fucking tried to kill him. And I was like, oh.
What happened?
I was like, ooh.
What happened when they tried that? Guess what?
You missed.
You missed.
And,
fuck, they hate that.
And that fucker just got another fucking 10 or 20 million votes based on that alone. There's a lot of.
They're trying to erase that.
Bro,
we never
there
even touched
are
on
a
that
lot
tonight.
Of Democrats coming out of the closet, realizing the sins of their lives and coming over to the other side.
Hiccup. Oh shit. Well.
And literally, this is going to be a coming of patriots. This is it, folks.
Bro. I'm sad that I can't be part of it. I'm sad that I can't be part of it because I'm in a wheelchair. Matter of fact, just give me a fucking minigun, maybe.
Whatever, dude. We talked about quadriplegic mechanized warfare.
Just give me a couple spears. I'll
the
just
last show, remember?
Come on here, we'll be all right.
Quadriplegic mechanized warfare, the benefits.
Do you think there's going to be a civil war? Honestly?
I'm praying the fuck not. Because like I've said...
Do we have any more of that blunt left?
I've said 100 times before on the show that when it comes to that, the Republic will never recover. That the great nation that we know as the United States will never be here again.
If we had to have a civil war, what do you think it would look like?
It's just everything's going to be bad.
What do you think it would look like, though?
What do I think it look like?
Yeah.
When we show that weakness, many, many of our enemies.
So we don't got to worry about ourselves. Our fucking enemies that are already over here would take over.
Many, many of our enemies are going to take advantage of us fighting each other.
Oh, good point. Yeah, because united we stand, divided we fall.
Amen.
You know, that's a good time to play this.
No, I do.
4 minutes left.
Do not want a civil war of any kind. I don't endorse it. I'm a man of my convictions. I'm going to defend what I consider right. And it's very, very fucking unfortunate that we're even at this fucking crossroads.
It's sad that we have to talk about this, and this is a serious thing.
Oh, it's terribly serious, and it sucks. It sucks, man. It makes my heart ache. It doesn't make me proud. It doesn't make me want it. It makes my heart sick. We as a nation are divided, and I've never felt divided from anybody, race, creed, or color, or religion. And it's time for us to band together. And I think a lot of us, all of us, have seen the suffering of the last 4 years. So this is your chance to go to the polls, to vote your fucking opinion of the best candidate. You've got one candidate that actually won his primary several times, and then you've got another candidate that didn't even get voted for. And they're already being called leading in the polls, and I call that bullshit. So it's a very questionable time. They've proven that they could steal it before. Let's pray to God that they don't steal it again.
I'm hoping we got the correct measures in place.
I don't believe that we do because they've been...
Not everybody's evil, bro.
Because they have been in control for the last 4 years.
You're right.
They could
Obama, I think.
They could manipulate the narrative. It was at their whim.
Who knows? I don't know.
If we win it, it's going to be a hard fight.
going to be a fight.
And if we win it, it's going to be a hard fight to keep it. And if we lose it, it's going to be an even harder fight because I think either way,
if we lose or win it, shit's going to go fucking crazy.
Nope. I think if it doesn't go the way we're thinking, that we've finally had enough.
Right.
And we'll see. And nobody wants that, dude. Nobody wants that.
Nope.
I won't preach it. I'm just going to do what's good for me.
No, yeah,
you do
right,
what's
right.
good for you.
We have to realize who America is and what we need to be. You know what I mean? What we need to come out as.
It's an amazing thing on our
the
forefathers.
Fuck was that?
Our forefathers.
Oh, shit. That's a,
forefathers sacrificed everything that they had. Every signer of the Declaration of Independence was not a farmer, was not a shop worker, was not a custodian. Was a well-to-do individual, had money, and they bet on this freedom, this new country, this newfound entity that they wanted to support.
Right.
They had no guarantee of recovery of anything that they put into it. It was all or nothing, and they all ended up with nothing, and we ended up with everything. And for us to shit that whole fucking philosophy, ideology, contribution down the tube is shameful on us as Americans. And we've been doing it for a long time. Here's our chance to get that back. Pay homage to our forefathers. God bless the USA. That's all I gotta say.
I like it. I like it.
Hold my breath, America.
Well, I just want to say thank you to everybody watching, everybody listening all around the world. We appreciate you guys, man. Stop back in next time. As long as you guys are watching or listening, we're going to be doing it. As long as we can broadcast out, we'll try to do something fun.
We'll be on pirate. Fucking TV.
Check me on Pi Radio 92.4.
Old diesel generator out in the middle of a fucking field, podcasting to the local 20 individuals.
It's the old down there by the river. Just go ahead and check with Dave.
Dave's not here.
Check with fucking Mike. He's down there somewhere. Mike will fix it.
Oh, good shit.
All right, y'all. We'll see you next time. Peace.